child. So one day when going to take bath in the camp, found that on the lotus, a very beautiful baby. He took her to his house and the night was. And that was Radha Rani.
Is it true that she never opened her eyes until...
And Sita Devi also came in that way. When Janaka Raja is plowing in the field, and suddenly a girl, she found herself. So she is told to be the daughter of Bharati, respectively. What is that?
I heard that she never opened her eyes until she would see Krishna first, until Krishna was in front of her.
What did you say?
That is the story.
Is all that.
She did not open her eyes until seeing Krishna.
Yes. She got but the very beautiful, but not that, but the eyes are closed. Then anyhow it was happening that the Nanda Raja and the Vishwam Raja were friends, and anyhow Yashoda went to visit the girl, the famous girl picked up from the lotus. Yashoda went to see that girl and along with Krishna. And when Krishna, the child also, Krishna, child, and he approached towards that, and first Radharani opened her eye on the form of Krishna. It is mentioned in Puran. That means it is not much. Divine and such. Both of them are very intimate. They know each other. They know one another. And they are also conscious that they have come here to show drama like this. So they are fully conscious of their not only of their personality, but their father, mother, their friends, everything they are fully conscious of. They came to show a drama. Nothing like that. Nityalila from Nityalila. Just in drama it is shown. So, they have come here to show some drama. Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur.
Kamalasana.
Nidai.
Maharaj?
Eh?
I was wondering, being a neophyte devotee, I was wondering what questions must be answered in one's mind or heart to know who your guru is.
Eh? I didn't know.
How should one know in his heart who is his guru?
He teach.
Yeah.
Yeah, who is his guru? Savandasa. First is Savandasa. You have to attend the lecture. That is the advice, instruction of the so many probable guru. And then after that is finished, you can come in conclusion, by the suggestion of your inner spiritual conscience, that where do you find, which can satisfy, whose instructions, impressions can satisfy the innermost demand of your heart. So, and you have to select that such a deep and such a spacious, such sweet, instructive rays are coming from a particular place, and that will be wholesome for me. You have to decide that. And generally, you seek for the Shastra left by the Mahajan. What should be the qualification of a guru? And what is the qualification, should be qualification of a disciple? With a particular mood, proper mood, you will approach the guru guided by the Shastra. That whose position is not whose position is unquestionable. Such Shastra, the Shastra that is the opinion that comes from unquestionable spiritual masters, spiritual persons, you have to consult them and also to consult your friends, and then to approach the person from which average spiritual life may come, approach them personally, one by one, the all possible instructors, and then you have to decide that your inner approval and accepting tendency selects whom to be your eternal, who can appease most the deepest sentiment of your heart, the deepest earnestness of your heart can be satisfied, and you have to accept that your guide. There are so many guides. You want to visit a place, suppose Africa. There are so many guides, and you have to make acquaintances with them. Then when find that this will be the most safe guide who can take me to show me there, you have to accept that. Ultimately, you will be the judge of your, in the selection of your guide. And the advice is necessary. From my own experience, I am giving suggestion to you. The Shastra and the Sadhu consultation, and then personal approach, and then to select whose association touches you deepest, you have to finally decide. That the approximate suggestion may be given in that way. The selection must come from you, and in this way, that will be safe.
Maharaj?
Yes.
Is it possible to spend too much time looking for a guru? And
of course, as much, as long as we are not satisfied, at maximum satisfaction, you should not surrender you to anywhere and everywhere. You should take some time.
Is it possible?
And at the same time, must be earnest, and you must try as soon as it is possible, because human life is not a permanent thing. Any time it is vulnerable, any time we may lose it. So you must be earnest. And at the same time, all possible forces you must tackle and satisfy yourself. The Acharyas there, that 11 Acharyas, you must come in touch with them direct. Direct, personally, or even through their writings. In any way, you have to, if it may be said, to examine, to have a test about their instruction. And then you have to select that which is suiting you best. You can trust best, your best, that I must throw myself here, whatever my future fate is. With this idea you have to throw yourself down at the feet of such a great Mahajana. But before throwing you finally, surrendering yourself finally, you will try your best and in the possible shortest time possible to save it. So that the most undesirable disaster is to leave one's guru, that is the greatest cause in one's life, if one had to be separated with the selected guru. So we shall try our best that we may not have to meet such disaster. With that, and always we would pray to the Lord, to the Transcendental, please help me to select my guide. Please send to me my guide. That will be your prayerful mood to the omniscient Almighty. Please send me to me my guide. With that prayerful mood you should examine. As much as possible, of course, it is not possible for the disciple to know the Guru. As much as possible. We also did such wonders and wonder here and there, and try to test as much as possible within our jurisdiction. But dissatisfied, then finally, I was satisfied fully. So. Hari. 5 years, more than 5 years, 6 years, I ran here and there, to different directions, all finding, searching after Guru. At last, after six years, the 7th year, I came to accept. Krishna, Krishna. Jai Gauri. Gauri Gauri, Gauri. More or less you all are attracted by Swami Maharaj. So your general line will be to try with his appointed acharya. But I don't say that then there you will finalize. But if anything comes beyond from any other quarter beyond that, if it comes to you, then you will try that also. Anyhow, their instructions, advices, and that this course or any book, anyhow coming in the connection, you have to select that where you find the thread of future union, the source of same, test, same liking, same aspiration, of the same cause that can come, that can bring harmony with the cause that is within your heart. As fast as possible, it is necessary, at the same time, it must be considerate, not injudicious, insincere. Sincere, judicious, searching, with earnestness. Just as marriage, according to Hindu law. Once married, no separation is possible, according to Hindu law. Selected for life. No divorce system here. Now it is introduced. When I was a student of law, when I read in a book, of course, about Hindu law, sir, this is a sacred thing. Marriage. And the Muslims and the Christian marriage, they are rather, they say, it is like some contract. Marriage means a contract system. But Hindu marriage, that is a life together, that is a sacred thing, a part of the sacred deed, never to be separated. Especially for the women. And now they are fighting for equality of the women with the human being, with man. Yeah. Yeah? But I am not that opinion. Because the idea of surrender, shakti, potency, idea of surrender, surrender should be considered and must be durable. Surrendering today in one place and next day in another place, this is pollution of surrender. The name is impure, that surrender. Surrender is surrender. No withdrawal is possible. That must be very unhappy. If we are to retreat after surrender, the most unhappy. There is no surrender. And especially in the peace of the omniscience and Almighty, there is a disastrous reaction to come back. Mātura-ātri-śvāpa-hādara-tāṁ-ki-nuṣṭhamāṁ adarsanāṁ madmahatāṁ karutuvā jathā-tathā-bhādhi-jathā-tulāṁ-patū mat-prāna-nāthastu-sahī-bhanā-parā. The purity of surrender must be of this type. Atrishva, may embrace me with much adoration. Or Padavatanti, or I am holding fast the feet and cut me and throw me from there. Padavatanti Nushtaman, or Krishna presses me by his foot, trampled down under his foot. Padratan Krishna, Adarsanam, Madmuhatan Kalosa. I mean, he's totally indifferent towards me. That is more intolerable. Rather, he may punish me. It is tolerable. But if he becomes indifferent, that is more serious. Adarsanam, Madmuhatan Kalosa. More so, Jatha Jatha Bhad Jirvabhulam. Showing me, he is adoring another. My quota is given to another person, another. That is more intolerant. But whatever he may do, I have no other alternative but to remain wholly under his guidance. That's the right quality of our surrender. Under no circumstances I shall have to go away from my Lord. This quality of surrender is recommended to be the highest for our Prasad, our party. In another place, Rupa Goswami says, Virachayamai dandam dinabandhu dayamba bhatihyano bhavatta kachidanyama mahasthi. Virachayamai dandam dinabandhu dayamba. O Lord of the wretched, Dinabandhu, well, Ambu, the master of the Ambu, of the poor, of the mean, the master of the mean, Dinabandhu, the friend, and friend of the mean, Dinabandhu, Virachaya Mai Dandam. You may punish me, or you may show your kindness to me. You can do anything and everything. You are at liberty to do anything and everything with me. Minabandhu dayamba. Gatiriyana bhavatta. But in no case, in any case, I have no other alternative but to strictly sincerely and faithfully to your feet, to your divine feet. I have no other alternative. Dinabandhu says, you may punish me or you may adore me. Dinabandhu, Virajayamai Gandam, Dinabandhu, Dayamba. Gotiriha no bhavatta kaji gandhama. How? Nipasatu satakurti nidharamba na bhamha. Sadhaviti Gopalaruga Sriyati Chahatari. There is a kind of bird who only drinks from the rain water and never from the water from which is touching the ground. As a river or a fountain or the ocean or any, no water but without the rain water. This is chātaka. Chātaka by name in Sanskrit, chātaka, kind of bird. They are all with their face up, putting a drop of water, it is said in this verse. Putting jaw, this sound is like this. Putting jaw. Pure water. And this is the nature of that sound. The Nipatatu Satakoti Nidharam. The sky may grant sufficient rain water to them, or sometimes the thunder may come. And he will be finished nowhere. But still, they are always with their head up. Water, pure water. But instead of pure water, thunder may come and finish it. But still no other will never come to take water anywhere. That should be the attitude of a surrendered soul. To surrender to get Guru is such a grave thing. Such gravity and purity and sincerity. We must begin, well begun, half done. It is not. So, get a real guru, a monophyte guru, that means a great thing, a great achievement in one's life, is that it will surely guide me to the proper destination. Gaudhari, right? How I told you. Nirjai Gaudhari guru. The thunder and the wind. Jai Gaudhari Guru.
And what is important?
Kapur. Kapur. The gold shindar. Jai Gaudhari Guru. Jai Gaudhari Guru. You come from New York?
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
And whose zone it is? Acharya? Who is the Acharya of that zone?
There are five at the present.
Five in the whole union, but in the particular portion of New York where you reside, there is the Acharya of that portion.
There are five. It's been a new GBC ruling that the five, which are the Druids from New York.
The Acharya, Vidyananda, or Rameshwar, who is?
Who are they? Kirtananda Maharaj, Bhavananda Maharaj, Ramashar,
all the joint acharya.
Yes, five in New York City.
Harikesh Maharaj.
Not zone division.
The zone of New York, they have a new decision that five acharya men will be there.
Anyone, just maybe in Mayapur. Mayapur, Bhavananda and Jayapataka. Two. Or five there.
Yes.
All right.
I also did not know that. So there's
Krishna.
Rameshwar Maharaj, Kirtananda Maharaj,
Bhavananda
Maharaj,
three.
Harikesh Maharaj,
one more.
Four.
Vidyananda. He's not initiating. No. Maybe you hear Dhananda Maharaj.
Not sure.
The last one.
Hey, guys, come from that door. Okay, come on.
No.
Where is it?
Someone is there?
No.
No one is there.
No one.
Good night.
এখন শীত লাগছে আবার নতুন করে শীত হচ্ছে এটা কি Jai Gaur Hari Gaur, Jai Gaur Hari Gaur. how are you attracted in this path? Through books? First connection with ISKCON?
I saw a Hari Nam party many years ago in California. And I was thinking about it, but it's through a friend, actually, through a devotee friend that brought me to
who had there?
A temple. He is, I don't believe he is initiated. He is in California at the present time. This is about 7 years ago. He had brought me to the early New York temple, and where I first saw Shri Radha Govinda. And their attraction developed over the years.
Did you see Swami Maharaj?
No, I wasn't able. I had a chance at one time, but I was not able to see him.
Have you met any of the Acharya?
Yes.
Whom have you met?
I spoke with Srila Bhavananda Maharaj and
Bhavananda Maharaj.
And Kirtananda Maharaj.
Kirtananda Maharaj.
And
Jai Pataka. No.
I haven't spoke with him personally. I've listened to him lecture.
Lecturer, Jai Pataka Maharaj.
Yes.
Yes. Then lectures in papers or
in person.
In person, yes.
And in person.
In person, he heard the lecture.
So you have seen him.
Yeah.
But you were not attracted by their speech, their lecture, or their books, or anything, their instructions?
I am attracted.
Not impressed.
I am attracted, but not 100%. My heart has not directed me.
What is it?
Not 100%.
Partially.
Not 10%.
Partial appreciation. Let me try. The highest appreciation of your heart. That is Jai Dham. Jai Bhan Abhanugyanto. Last decision will come from your own heart, core of your heart. More of heart than of brain. You like to go to the land of heart, crossing the land of brain, plane of brain. The heart has got more variation there. Land of heart. Hridaya. Without brain, an animal may live. Animal. But heart is indispensable, is it not? Brainless animals may be there. No.
That's true.
Heart, the palpitation, that is the very. Heart. Heart represents love, and brain represents knowledge, and the hands represents hand and the leg. Represents labor, karma. Mukha bahu rupa adibho, purusha. The heart adored everywhere. Brain represents Brahmin section. This khatriya, the hand khatriya, the sword, the banduk ki wale,
gun.
That is khatriya, organizer, leader. And the thigh, that is vashya, money, finance. And this leg, That is Shudra, general labor, this varnashram. General labor, lowest portion, then finance, then this military, and the Brahmins, guide. Heart, control. If heart is paralyzed, blood circulation stopped everywhere, everywhere. So bhakti is like that. Devotion. Love is like that. It's friend to all the limbs, of all the limbs, the heart. It's friendly to all. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari. Vidai Gaur Hari Bol. Is a heart puriya diyaar ki koi.
Hawa
lagi bolte nahi. Hawa lagi. Garam kokono garam kokono thanda. Hawa garam hoye jacche majhe majhe garam jinish. Krishna Sharan, তুমি কি ইয়েতে যাবে? হ্যাঁ, পোস্ট অফিস যাবে এখন?
যাবো।
তাহলে দেখে আসবে ওখানে কালিদাস বাবুকে।
হ্যাঁ,
দেখে আসবে যে কেমন আছেন। তিনি যদি আসতে পারেন ভালো বলে আপনি নিচেই থাকবেন, ওইখানে প্রসাদ পাবেন, কালকে চলুন ওইখানে প্রসাদ পাবেন, আর দেখাও হবে, তিনি নিজেই দেখা করবেন আপনার সঙ্গে। আর যদি একবারই অসুবিধা হয়, অথচ তিনি দায়ের করতে চেয়েছেন, তাহলে কি যেতে হবে? তো যাও, কষ্টকর বলে সামনে তাকে নিয়ে তারা আসতে হবে, তো সেটা কষ্টকর। তারা নিয়ম দেখতে চেয়েছেন, তিনি আসবেন, তবে ওই যদি আপনি পারেন তো ভালো, না হলে পরে অবস্থা তিনি আসবেন, কষ্টকর। এইভাবে ব্যবস্থা করে আসবেন, আর এলে পরে ওইভাবে আসবে।
আপনার এখানে যে এই পোস্ট
অফিস শেল্টার এন্ড হোটেল, ইনসান হোটেল, হ্যাঁ, it is mentioned in his life.
Pennsylvania. When you enter New York, where did he first see the Prabhupada?
I don't remember hearing about him.
He first went to Pennsylvania.
Yes.
Pennsylvania. Gopal Agarwal sponsored him.
Pennsylvania. When he first went to America.
America, then?
I know, I thought, yes. But New York.
One ashram.
There was one Mayavadi.
Ashram. Ramakrishna Mission, no.
Not Ramakrishna Mission, but what was his name?
I forget. Mishra.
Huh?
Mishra. Oh, Dr. Mishra.
Yes. He was a doctor and also some kind of ashram he also had.
Oh.
So our Gurudev stayed with him for some time.
Still living?
Still living? I can't say.
But he did not come this side. Was he converted? No.
No. They used to quarrel because he was attached to the Shankaracharya school. They would quarrel, but always remained as friends, in spite of that. That Mishra used to give lectures, and our Gurudev would attend that. and he would ask our Gurudev to sing some kirtan. And then one day he asked our Gurudev to speak something. So he spoke, telling that what your Dr. Mishra is telling is all nonsense. And then after that,
whom I have given shelter.
Yes. Then after that he never asked him to speak again. But somehow they remained friends. Somehow or other remained friends.
Gradually Mishra will have to be attracted.
Yes. Must be.
Nizai Gaur Haribo. not last letter has been replied, no?
Yes.
Both Vish Krishna Prabhu and Dayadhar Prabhu, both of them.
Oh.
Eh? Do you know?
Yes. He tells
sexual pleasure
some bog say samadhi.
Of life.
Yes.
Eh?
He has written one book.
Yeah.
Some bog say samadhi.
Yes.
Some bog say samadhi. From
samadhi.
Yes. Some bog say samadhi.
Yeah.
From sex, then we get samadhi. That's his philosophy.
Sex indicates samadhi.
Yeah, gives. Some bog say from sex, we'll get samadhi.
Through.
Yes, through.
Through sexual experience, he will attain samadhi.
Yes.
Samadhi means that is Maya, Sankar Samadhi.
Yes.
To be nowhere.
Somewhat.
Eh?
Something like that.
So life is undesirable, then you have to finish it.
Yes.
And that is Charvak, the most atheistic.
Charvak, yes, he is another Charvak.
The English philosopher is a peculiar of some gentleman, like Charvak.
Yeah, he's like that.
Dhyabha jive, sukham jive. Charvak says, as long as you live happily, Yavad Jiveshu, Rinam Kirtade, yes, get loan and eat well.
Yes.
Get loan. And that won't be cleared.
Won't be paid.
No necessity of clearing your debt. Anyhow, secure debt, that is, teach others and live happily.
Yes.
Vasin Bhutasya Dehasya Punaragam. If one's body is reduced to ashes, then no question of coming back. Is this a philosophy, a gentleman? Eh?
Mm-hmm.
Can that satisfy a gentleman?
But that Rajneesh has disappeared
there
now.
Demonic, not only demon are also moralist.
Mm.
But Pishas. Pishas means...
Witch.
Eh?
Witch.
Witch. Witch is another... The trader on Pishas. Pishas means the worst type of... nasty people, nasty section. Demons,
evil spirits,
civilized, and they also have some respect for some gods, Shiva, Brahma, etc., and the moral also.
Pishas must
the
be.
Pishas, that they are fond of eating stools and drinking urine.
The bowel is something.
The bowel is in India.
I was told that they...
India section, attending to that.
Yes.
But Pishas, bhuti, the spirit, a sort...
Evil spirit.
The worst order of spirit.
Black magic.
Black, not magic, black...
witchcraft.
Pishas. Main section of the coast. The meanest section of the coast. We are fond of very filthy things.
Yes.
Very nasty things. They are dealings, they are habits, they are houses. They are very fond of very nasty things.
That Rajneesh. We told in the newspaper he is number one Rakshas, number ek Rakshas. And they have published that widely. He has disappeared now. He has disappeared. No one knows where he has gone.
One facsimile on his behalf is one second of Vrajneesh is working there?
That has been said. But at the moment, I'm told there is no... He's gone somewhere to America and nobody knows what is his whereabouts. That we are told.
I heard recently he bought a huge farm in Oregon.
I was in Bombay.
America.
I was in Bombay for 33 or so. Then one high police officer told me there is one gentleman in the garb of a sadhu in some mountain there, and he also was preaching something like that. I am Krishna, and many ladies are going there and offering them to him, and he is enjoying one lady, other ladies are clapping their hands and say, oh, how fortunate she is, she is being enjoyed by Krishna himself, and we are poor, fettered persons. In this way, that gentleman told me he was a higher officer in the police. Police. He said, but at that time, that was very not widely spread.
Yeah.
One man. But what will be the age of that gentleman, Rajanish? The approximate age?
50s.
80, eh?
No, no,
no. 50s. Then that is not that
much. What, when I was preaching...
In Gujarat, there are many of the Ballabhi Sampradaya. I hear that the Ballabhi Sampradaya, they are not strictly moralist. So,
I don't know.
There they get indulgence of these nasty things.
When we were preaching in Maharashtra, at that time, many people, they would see us, saffron clad, because the Rajneesh, they wear some red cloth.